Precious told us. Abridged version this week. One of the first Rashi's in the Parsha. Pasuk says, Avraham Holidus Yitzchok. Rashi brings the Rechazal that the Leitzoni Hador Tzkemar B'Metziah, Tezayin, Leitzoni Hador would say, Mi Avimelech Nisabra Sora. They think it didn't come from Avraham, because Avraham was with Sarah many years. Lo Nisabra Heimelech. Ma'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzar Klas, Tepanom, Sheyitzak Domel Avraham. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Yitzchok and Avraham should look alike. Everyone was made Avraham Holidus Yitzchok. That's what, even though it's in the Torah, everyone said the words Avraham Holidus Yitzchok, because that's what they saw, because they looked alike. So, just in Pashup Shah, in the Seder Hadvarim, I just want to say Pashup Shah because there's a few Divrei Chazal here which you have to put together. I just want to say what happened. In Matthew Gemara Bob Metziah, we quoted a few weeks ago that Yaakov, there was no holy that came into the world until Yaakov. We warned that with Tosfos asks, so why did Abraham have the Evan Tzli of the Tzavaro? But that same Gemara, that there's no holy in the world until Yaakov, it says there's no Zikna in the world until Abraham. And the Maisa was because everyone who was dealing with Abraham thought they were dealing with Yitzchak and vice versa. So Avraham was a Vakesh Rachamim, and then Zikna came into the world, and that's the pasuk in last week's parasha, for Avraham Zokin Bo Bayomim. So at that point, there was Zikna to the world. Marsha there points out, it says Zikna earlier on, the other psukim before that, it says Vadoni Zakein. So he says that's talking about being old in years. Here we're talking about actually looking old, white hair. So now, why did Zikna come now, as Avraham Zokin Bo Bayomim? That's because of this Gemara that Rashi quotes, that everyone was saying Leitzonos Loshon Hara, that Yitzchak didn't come from Avram and Sarah. So first the Nes, Rashi doesn't quote this part, but the Nes was with Sarah, that Sarah nursed all the kids at the Suda. They still said Me'avimelech Misabra Sarah, and then Kosh Baruch Hu made it that Yitzchak should look like Avraham. So now at this point, Yitzchak and Avraham look similar. That's why Avraham was Makesh Rachman, and that's to make Avraham look different than Yitzchak. That's why Avraham got gray hair at that point, white hair, whatever you want to call it, and that's when Zikna came into the world. Now, what about before this? So the reason this all happened now, well, it's because of Leitzanos, but before this, we know that people did not look similar. That's based on Mishnayos and the Gemara. Mishnah and Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin and Gemara and Sanhedrin there Lamed Ches. Famous Mishnah, Kosh Baruch Hu makes a stamp, so to speak, for each person with their, it's the chosim of Adam Harisham, and no one single person is similar to anyone else. That's the Mishnah of Sanhedrin. The Braisa says that Rav Meir says Shlosha Dvarim Adam Mishtana Nechaveru, Bekol, Bemare, Ubedas. Kol is one of the things. Sorry, focus. We'll get the kol later. Mare, appearance, is one thing that every single person is different. So Adrabah, some of the Farshim ask, how did people mistake Avraham for Yitzchak and Yitzchak for Avraham if everyone's different? How does the Gemara Bava Metzia, if they were similar, shtim with the fact that the Gemara says that Avraham and Yitzchak, that every person has a different Mara? So the answer is Pashut, that because of this Maisa that everyone was saying late Sunday, that it may have made us Abra Sarah, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Tzura at that point, not from birth, at that point, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that Avram and Yitzchak should look similar. And then once they looked similar and everyone knew that Avram Holy Yitzchak, then Avram was Vakesh Rachman, everyone is confusing us. And then that's when Zikna came into the world. So the Seder HaDvarim was in the beginning, they did not look similar because that's the way everyone is. Then the Nais made them look similar, and then once there was no need for it anymore, Avraham was a Vakesh Rachamim, and then Zikna came into the world, and then they were no longer similar. I assume that's just Pashup Shah in the Seder Hasbar. I just wanted to clarify that.
Why do you have to say that they look different in the beginning?
Because the Mishnah Gemara say that no two people are similar bimara.
Why do you change afterwards?
To look similar.
No, after he was Mavakesh, he changed back?
he looks different, but what means to change back means through Zikna, is how he looked different. That's the Gemara says about Zikna. So, and one Maramakam on this is the Zemesha Chachma in the end of Parshas Chayesara. Gemara Bava Basra says, how we know Yishmael did Tshuva, the end of the first paragraph of Bava Basra, because since it says that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Abraham, it puts Yitzchak's name first, same as Gemara, it must be that Yishmael did Tshuva. So the Meshech Chachma explains what was the chait and what was the Tshuva on. He explains it on this topic, that the Sforno says that Avimelech was from the Leitzani Hador, that the Gemara Bava Metzia says the Leitzani Hador were the ones that were saying that Avimelech was Avrasara. I guess Yishmael wanted to be the only one from Abraham. This couldn't be that there's this Abraham and Sarah had Yitzchak. So Yishmael was one of the ones that said Avimelech Abraham Sarah. His tshuva was like this. When the Malach was Modia, that Ke'ez Chayal was Sarah Bain, that Sarah will be able to have a kid, so the Medrash actually says that Yishmael was right there, which means that Yishmael knew that Sarah was going to have a kid. But he still was one to Taina Avimelech Abraham Sarah, because these aren't his words, these are my words. Sometimes people can be stubborn, and it's okay to say about Yishmael, he can be stubborn, even though he knew Sarah would have a kid, even though he knew Yishmael would have a kid, Sarah would have a kid, he still kind of may have a Menachem Sarah. But later on in his years, once he was chozer and said, no, it's from Abraham, that was his tshuva. And then he thought,
Couldn't even if he was there, you could still use the taina of, even if he hears it, you still say that it was from Avimelech. Yeah, so Sarah's gonna have a child, but it's still from Avimelech.
Back to Sukkim of the Besura, but it seems like it would be from Avram. Check out the Sukkim. Okay. So about this, keeping on with the topic of similarity in the looks of people, it just happens to be that later on in the parsha, it's a big topic as well. So we'll make that the focus of this week. Later on in the parsha, when Yaakov and Rivka are preparing to get the bracha, the pasuk says, "Ulai yimusheni avi." Yaakov is worried that Yitzchak will feel him and realize that he's not Esav. So there's a Ramban here. This is in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis. The Ramban says, "Vani tomo eich lo pochad meheker akol." Yaakov's preparing. Yitzchak should feel him, because Yitzchak was at this point was vatechena inav, couldn't see well. So, but what about Kol? Wouldn't Yitzchak recognize the voice that is Yaakov's voice? But Kol b'nei adam nikarim b'kolam. Everyone's recognizable in their call. Now, he doesn't quote the Gemara we just quoted, that everyone's different based on their call. But he says, "Kemo shamar b'seinu Gemara in Chulin and Gittin, heach suma mutar b'ishto, veheach b'nei adam mutar b'nashasem b'layla." The Gemara asks, how is any blind person mutter the ishto, and how is any person mutter to their wives at night if you can't see? Ela b'tfias ein of the kola. There's something called recognition of voice, and that's taka the heter between ish le ishto and sumo le ishto, because you're so mech on the call. So he says im stam le adam makirin kein. This is the tablet for everyone to recognize this. Ma'ye b'yitzchak ha'chacham v'aboki. Yitzchak would for sure recognize that this is Yaakov. So he says two answers. Lashon the Ramban is, "Ulai hayu ha'achim ha'ela domim b'kolam." Maybe Yaakov and Esav were similar in their voice. So, either they were similar in their voice, so Yaakov was not worried about it because he would sound like Esav. And the Ramban explains that the pasuk that says "Hakol kol Yaakov," so Chazal already say "Hakol kol Yaakov," the Yitzchak says "Kol kol Yaakov," doesn't mean that he heard that it's Yaakov's voice. He sounded like Esav. Hakol kol Yaakov means that he spoke with the Lashonos that Yaakov speaks. Lashon Rako, is Mafkir Shem Shamayim. Then the Rabban says, oh, Shaya Misham Nekolo, Lababar Toloshon Ochiv. Maybe Yaakov would change his voice to sound like Esav. Kiyesh Bibnei Adam Yodim Lasos came. Rabban says, there are people out there who know how to, mimic their voices. Two questions on this Ramban. He starts off quoting the Chazal of Heach Adam Mutter Ben Shosem Belayla, Tfias Ein Adakala. Now you're telling me there's some people who know how to mimic their voices, their brothers are similar. So Sof Kol Sof, how are you Mutter Ben Ishta Belayla if it's possible that someone else can sound like that? Question A. Question B. Ben Soru Moreh. And so Remora, the Gemara in Ayin Aleph in Sanhedrin says, is one of the three things, at least we'll see one Tana, of something which is lo hayav lo asim liyos, will never be. Why will it never be? Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says that the kid is einenu shomea bikolenu. What's bikolenu? Our voices? The diuk is, the husband and wife have to have the same exact voice. That's all what the Gemara says. The Pasha's understanding of this Gemara, maybe you can say it differently, the Pasha's understanding of this Gemara is, that it's impossible for the husband and the wife to have the same voice, and that's why there never will be a Ben Sora Mora. What do you mean? Let him or her mimic their voices to sound, to have the same exact voice.
That's the Pashuk explanation of Gemara.
My question on the Gemara, what I said was the
what you said was the Pashuk explanation, understanding.
Kolenu, that there can't be two. I'll tell you actually kind of like this. There's a wild, Hagos HaBach is usually just Hagos. The Hagos HaBach, you'll see from what the Hagos HaBach says, that that's the main verse of Shana Gemara. The Gemara says, we talked about idleness last week, so again, idleness. The Gemara says in Ramos Bapay that in idleness, we said doesn't have Simone Isha, so an idleness sounds like a man. And so to Faker, a Srith sounds like an Isha. So the only two people that can have the same voices are a Srith and a woman and an idleness and a man. Well, they're not going to have a kid anyways because they're an island in the street. Bach, Hagosa Bach on that Gemara. Okay, so you see, it's impossible to have a. Okay. I think this cash is on that shop, but it's very cool Hagosa Bach to know. Kupana, those are the two questions on Ramban. So if mimic voices are possible, Heach on the Mutter Minister Sayyam Balayla, and how is Ben Sora Los Elios possible to mimic the voice? Okay, a Dochik Pshat that. Only men can mimic their voices. For mutter, or it's only recognizable for men. But a man can't, at least like Ben Sarmora, man can't make his voice sound like a woman's voice, and a woman can't make her voice sound like a man's voice. And copy the Gemara of Heach on the Mutter Mishasayim Belayla. That's going to be more difficult. How are you going to say that one man can't mimic his friend's voice, unless the Isha for sure could recognize it? The Ramban, it's not a wild kash on the Ramban, because the Ramban is quoting this Chazal, so it definitely needs an explanation what the Geter Hadvarim is. So Mar Malkum on this, there's a tshuva from the Mar Cheshes. Mar Cheshes is modern day tshuva, 20th century, whatever. It's in Chelik Beis Simen Vov, he's addressing the topic of Tfias Ein Adakala. He gets involved with this Ramban, and Ayin Sham Beorech to see if Dvorov is a Hezbro in this Ramban. Also, Luli Dibre Chazal, we said Kol Kol Yaakov means not that the voice sounded like Yaakov, but that the way that Yaakov spoke sounded like Yaakov, because he was Masker Shem Shemayim. Luli Dibre Chazal, Efshari could have said, Pshat is, Enachanami. Every person is recognizable, Ayadei their call. And Enachanami, Yitzhak realized that it was Yaakov, and that's why he said, Hakol Kol Yaakov, because the voice taka sounds like Yaakov. Then, Enachanami, you need to understand how to read the rest of the Psukim, with, he gave him a bracha and everything. But it's not so rachuk. There are many perushim in terms of how to read the Shachar V'Tarya of what happened in B'chol Ma'aseh. There's the famous Beis Halevi here that talks about Esav and Yitzchak had this whole plan, and so it's not so rachuk to say Hakol Kol Yaakov that Esher, Ayadei the Kol, and Echanami, it was recognized. Ayadei the Kol recognized that Taka was Yaakov. Now, two other places that this topic of recognition through Kol comes up, and Esher, Ayadei Zeh will have a better understanding of this parsha. First one, not so much. By Yosef, when Yosef was Megala Atzmo to the Achim, it says that he showed that he made it recognizable that he was Yosef through he showed them his Mila, and he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Rav Yonatan Ibeshitz asked, why didn't the Achim recognize that it was Yosef through Tfiyas in the Kala? They should have recognized Yosef's voice. Right? So that's his kasha. It's le'inyanenu. So his answer is, he makes a getter in Tfiyas in the Kala. You only can recognize someone else's voice if they're speaking their mother tongue. If you're speaking to me in French and I don't see you, I won't know that it's you. So since their mother tongue was Lashon HaKodesh, that's what it means, that through Lashon HaKodesh, that's how they knew it was Yosef. I mean, Adam, you can ask a question. What do you mean? Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh? That's right, that's Yosef? Many, you know, even though Paro didn't get Lashon HaKodesh, but in general, usually a melech understands all, speaks all languages. How come, what's the right, that's Yosef? Teretz is, new Taichin this Divrei Chazal. It's not that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, that he's the only one that could know Lashon HaKodesh. It's because he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, that's what allowed the Achim to recognize Yosef's voice. The noob shot. That's not going to help us, because the Shaka Vataria with Yitzchok and Yosef and Yaakov and Esau and Stumel was in the mother tongue. But there's a different Makor that should be able to be of help. Bava Basra, Kuf Chof Gimel, is where the Gemara says that Yaakov gave the simanim to Rachel, and then Rachel was worried about Leah's busha, and Rachel gave the simanim to Leah, and that's how Leah then gave the simanim to Yaakov. Yaakov thought it was Rachel, and it was Boker, but he named Leah. Marasha in that Gemara asked the question. Marasha asked, how did Yaakov not recognize that it's Leah through Tfiyas Eina Dekola, recognition of voice? Gevaldik. Right? Marsha answers, since Yaakov gave to Leah, well, eventually got to Leah, the simonim tricked Yaakov. And it made Yaakov not be mashkiach in the kol of Leah because he was already somech on the simonim. And the Marsha says, the same way that the seyar of Esav, or that Yaakov was wearing, tricked Yitzchak into thinking that it was Taka Esav. Which means, anyone who's dealing with this Ramban's question in our Parsha could find an answer, Makom Rachok and Marasha Mavabasha Kuf Chav Gimel. We have a new answer now. Because he's not even talking about our about the mice in our parish. He's talking about Rachel and Leah. But the answer is that the reason, as Ron asks, why was Yaakov not worried about the coal? The answer is once he fixed the begonim, that would be enough to trick Yitzchak to not pay attention to the coal. Azoy zakt marasha. So according to this, first of all, we have a new answer why Yaakov was not worried about the kol. It also comes out according to this peladik of mida keneged mida. I'm not saying if it's good or bad, but the ma'isim are mida keneged mida. The same way that Yaakov tricked Yitzchak through being focused on the clothes, and that will make him not think about the kol, so too, ayadei the simanim that Leah had, it tricked Yaakov not to focus on Leah's kol. Also, if, just to bring it back to the Ramban now, go the other way. The Ramban's first answer was why was Yaakov not worried about the coal? Is because Achim are domim. So brothers have similar voices, so assumingly what he means, it doesn't mean they have the same exact voice, but there it's easier to mimic your brother. Not that everyone can do it, but specifically within the brothers. If that's true, and we don't make a chiluk between men and women about this, then Lechoro, you could have said, the Yaakov would answer the Marashov, no, sorry, not Yaakov, the Ramban would answer the Marashov Kasha of how come Yaakov didn't recognize Leah, they did and the call is because Leah also Leah also could have made her voice sound like Rachel. So do you put this Marashov Ramban together, some very interesting things come out. The simanim were physical items, I think. Chal, and I forgot what else. But it's the same concept as begonim, as having a dover acher be the focus, and that would make the person not think about the kol.
What about the kashas and the kashas on the Ramban that we had originally?
The kashas on the Ramban?
Originally, from
Ben Sora?
And from...
Well, Fiyas and the kol, the Marsha is saying here, that Enachanami, there is Tvias and the Kala, it's just something else can... Oh, so you want to know, let any adulterer basically wear the same clothes as the husband,
yes.
And then that will make him... I hear. And then also about Ben Sorer, what's bothering you about Ben Sorer? Ben Sorer means they can't have similar voices. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right.
But the horror of... interesting. Oh, hey, what the minister saying? Malila, feed the marsha. We should be choshesh that the isha will be focused on other things besides the call.
It definitely makes it easier to give an answer that somebody's going to be able to mimic both, and that it's too much.
I hear. It's definitely a hara.
Yeah.
Now, also, we may be able to make this even more the two ma'isim even more matim zelazeh that. L'chora, what was the heter for the whole parsha of Yaakov being able to take the b'chora and to what looks like to deceive his father? So just one classic answer is that in a lot of these parshas, I'm speaking in a very vague way here because I don't understand the depth of this, but in a lot of these parshas, whatever was meant to be, whatever had to be, there was a heter for the avos to do. The Aruch Chaim talks about that, how is Yaakov able to be nasa beis achayos? The answer is, since Klal Yisrael, Yubei Shvatim, had to come dafka through this tzura of Beis Achayos, Leila Tam Sheiyeh, that was the heter before Matan Torah for Yaakov to marry Beis Achayos. If that also was the case, that whatever the reason is, Yaakov was able to take the Bechor, because Yaakov was meant to be the Bechor, so he was able to do it in any open Shehu. If you say the same thing, that Leila Tam Sheiyeh, Leia had to be the mother of Reuven, the Bechor of the Shvatim, then also Mida Kenegi Mida, the same way that Yaakov was able to take the Bechorah through any means to make it that way that he should be the Bechor, so too Leah was able to use her own Ramos, was able to through the Simonim basically deceive Yaakov to be able to be the Bechor, and that's why she was allowed to let's say change her voice or whatever the answer is, that she was allowed to do this because that's the way it has to be. And the Marsha then asks, now that we're going that the Simonim is what made Yaakov not pay attention to the voice, why was there a need for the Simonim anyways? When Yaakov and Rachel were planning this, just Yaakov will know it's Rachel because Tfiyas and the Kola. That's Rachel. Marsha answers, let's get a better plan than voice, let's also make Simon. That's what the Marsha answers. However, according to the Ramban, that brothers and possibly sisters also have a similar voice, Tfiyas and the Kola would not be enough, and that question is also answered over why there was a need for Simonim, because Tfiyas and the Kala would not be enough. And more on target answer than saying Lahora. Lahora is a starker answer than saying Atal Yoser Tov. One other Kenech, to also show the Mida Kenech and Mida here, is maybe you can say, regarding Marshall's Kasha, how did Yaakov not recognize that it's Leah's, that's Leah? Maybe we'll say in Hanami. Yaakov heard the voice and realized it was Leah. But the problem is, he got the simonim from her, so he thought it was Rachel. Correct? Imkain, Yaakov had a theory here. Simonim implies that it's Rachel. The kol implies that it's Leah. Whatever the reason is, Yaakov was so meich on the simonim and ignored the voice. How did that happen? He made the same mistake his father made. Efsher. If you say, how kol kol Yaakov adai mi de'etam. We said before, kol kol Yaakov, maybe the Yitzchak Taka recognized that the voice is Yaakov. Now, adai mi de'etam. Yitzchak had a stira. And then he was, Yitzchak was somech on the Yadayim and ignored the kol without saying a pshat and why, but that's what he did. So too, Yaakov followed the simanim and ignored the kol, and that's why he assumed it was Rachel, and that's why v'inei b'bokeh v'inei Leah. Half of the film. I want to end with one thought. The pasuk says, Rivka tells Yaakov, we good here?
Yeah.
Rivka tells Yaakov to go hide out by Lavan until things calm down with Esav. What's the lashon of the pasuk? V'yashavta imo yamim achadim, stay with Lavan. Alasher tashuv chamas achicha, until things calm down with Esav. Pasuk mem. This is pasuk perek chazayim, pasuk mem dal, pasuk mem hey. Ad shuv achicha mimcha, which the pasuk teich, if you look in your chumashim, probably would be until Esav's anger calms down. V'shachach et asher asita lo, and he forgets that which he did to him. Then you can go out. It's kefil l'shonos. Sounds, he said, Yitzchak is saying twice. Wait until Esav's anger calms down from you, and then you can. Then things will be better. What's Shan the Kefilos? So everyone seems to say the same Shan here. There's a couple of things learned out from this. L'chore, they want to read the pasuk in a different way. The second time it says it, Atshuv af achicha mimcha, it's meduyik. It's not going on Esav. It's going on Yaakov. Atshuv af achicha mimcha. Wait until the anger of your brother comes down from you. So it's Musar Haskel. The Mishnah of Avos says, Perek Dalad, Al teratzes chavercha b'shas kaso. If you're trying to make peace with your chaver, don't do it when anger is still raging. You have to wait to appease him. Okay, you have to wait to appease him. Also, another thing which comes out, so that's what Rivka is saying. Atshuva achicha mimcha. Wait until things are calm, and wait until you're calm with him. Wait until your anger subsides as well. And when both of you are calm, that's the right time to make peace. The pasuk is pashut being more to us, the way you should be knowing with your chavero when there's a reev. And furthermore, the pasuk is actually telling you an etza over how to know when the sinah subsides. If you're with someone every day, you can see if they have anger to you. What if someone's in a different city, different state? How can you know if they're still angry at you? How can you know if it's the right time to make that phone call? So there's a mesorah from Chaim V'Loshen. Atshuv af achicha mimcha. When you yourself are mochel him, when you've calmed down, when you're down him the kasmachos, and you assume that the reason that he's angry at you was because he heard a statement, a false statement about you, he heard lashon hara about you, but you really feel that he's zakai legamri. When you have that feeling towards him, it's biyadua that it will work, that he lemaisa, his anger will talk. When you once you feel that way, his anger will go away. And it's said that it's baduku menusa. You can try this out, test this out. That if you have an anger with someone far away, if you're in a fight, if you are down him the kaf lachos and you assume that's only because lashon hara, once you feel that way, it will go away from him. They quote the pasuk in Mishlei, kamayim ponim came leiv adam ba'adam, kamayim ponim came leiv adam la'adam. The same way, people's hearts work as a reflection. So when you're not angry with him, he won't be angry with you anymore. So hopefully we should all be zochet that midah. So be shalom ba'olam. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.